All right, quick timeout from the phones and the bold predictions and my Lions forecast and Kenny shockingly being the cat owner of fans, a.k.a. week. It's time for a blitz.
So we are headed into week two of the college football season. Yes, I am not counting week zero, and it doesn't matter to me.
There's I agree with you, David.
Makes
good
no
for you
sense.
For standing up for something.
So let's
good
go.
For you.
Let's go to the best bets for this weekend in college
Oklahoma
football.
State minus 7.5.
Well, we'll get to that game in a second. I want to start with Baylor plus 15.5 at Utah. Go Baylor
no
plus
way.
15.5.
Nope. Line looks fishy. Utah should destroy this team. I don't know why the line is that small. Dave Aranda's probably getting fired. And you cannot win games. You cannot win games with Daquan Finn at quarterback. Can't do it. I want winners. And Daquan Finn ain't one of them.
Where we at? There we go. All right. You know what? It's Daquan, not Daquan. Get it right.
Do you know what that means in Portuguese?
It means winner.
Bum.
It means
Bum.
Winner. It means winner. And you know what, David? Somebody once told me when the line looks funny.
You're right.
You go with it.
Not when it's Daquan Finn.
You know what? We're going with Daquan Finn.
I'll go with Utah. Begrudgingly.
This next one saddens me because I believe in NC State this season. I have them going to the college football playoff, but it's just week two. But this spread here, minus 7.5, Tennessee at NC State.
Look, I think the more time goes on, the more Grayson McCall looks like a system quarterback, and he ain't a Coastal no more, and this ain't Jeremy Jadwell's system.
And
Elamalieva might actually be special.
And
Tennessee.
Wait, can you say that one more time, Mike?
Elamalieva.
All right. David, you know what? I'm looking at it now. It's now 10
for
Tennessee.
Going the wrong
Caffeine
way.
Caffeine alert.
No.
Caffeine
yeah.
alert.
So, yeah. I think this is one of those games. If North Carolina State can pull this off, then yes, David, they're your team to go to the playoffs. That's how important this is for Tennessee. You got to look at this as a speed bump in the road on your way to trying to win the SEC. But, yeah, 10 points is a lot. Yeah,
somebody should call Mike Papura because I'm pretty sure somebody had to have died at NC State. They need life insurance. That was 8 when I recorded Cash Ticket this morning with Cookies.
Yeah.
To move a line that quickly?
Man.
Yeah, something's going
you got
on
that,
here.
You got that biggie bag, and it just got dropped on the Vols.
Mm-hmm. Another one here
Elamalieva.
That surprises me, and I get what Notre Dame is. I would go 31 with Notre Dame, but they're saying go Northern Illinois plus 31 at Notre Dame. What?
First of all, that line was 28.5 this morning, so that line is soaring. This is the ultimate letdown spot. How do you leave College Station in one of the biggest victories in 10 years in Notre Dame football and casually cover the better part of 5 touchdowns? Mm-hmm. The answer is you just don't. Here's the other thing. I'm not going to give you all of it, but I had a complete breakdown of this game on Cash Ticket. Northern Illinois against the spread, against Power 5 teams, their last 31, 20-11 as an underdog.
Yeah.
That you just take the points and pray. I take NIU. They won't win.
No, I would as well because I think for Notre Dame, this is going to be one of those things that once they get a lead that's good enough, they're going to sit some starters and they're going to start playing some backups and may give up some late touchdowns, which could affect the spread. So, yes, I would take Northern Illinois as well.
Two more before we get to the one that I truly care about. Let's go plus 17.5 at Oregon. Nope, go Oregon at minus 17.5. Boise State's there, by the way.
Yeah, look, last week, if I told you Team A outgained their opponent 478 yards to 217, 31 first downs to 10, TOP 40 to 20, you'd go, damn, they blew the doors off that team. That was Oregon in the weirdest 24-14 game ever. Combine that with the fact that Boise's defense got shredded in Statesboro, Georgia by Georgia Southern. I'm willing to give the Ducks one more crack here. I do get worried this line has gone from 19.5 down to 17.5, but give me the Ducks. Let's ride the motorcycle.
Yeah, I think the Ducks as well. They always say the biggest improvement comes between week one and week two. They did everything right but score points. When you look, if you covered up the score and looked at the stat sheet, you're like, oh, Oregon won by 40. No, they didn't. Game was actually close in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I think they've learned their lesson. I think Oregon will cover.
And to Rico's point, David, between week one and two, I do have news. Aiden Childs will take the blindfold off this week.
Let's go. Colorado at Nebraska. Colorado plus 7.5. Would you lean that direction?
No. I would not. Maybe if the game was in Colorado, but the game is going to be in Nebraska. And Nebraska fans, think of it like this, David. Nebraska fans are what Lions fans are in the NFL. When the team is good, they show up, they rally, they make that place a house of horrors. I think that it's going to be too much for Shador and Hunter to overcome. I think that Dylan Raiola and the Cornhuskers will roll in this game.
You know, I'm admitting this is what I want to happen, not what will. I'm just going to go with everything Rico said. I don't like laying 7.5 with a true freshman quarterback, but that offensive line for Colorado, I can't unsee the way they played against North Dakota State. Cutscene, this ain't North Dakota State. If you can't pass protect against them, how are you doing this in one of the toughest environments in college football? Go Huskers, go.
And then finally, the game that I care about the most this week. Nope, not Texas at Michigan. Betting-wise, I care about Arkansas at Oklahoma State. Arkansas plus 8.5. Would you lean there?
No. Go Pokes.
The other side, okay.
Yeah, Arkansas's got a soft underbelly, no pun intended. Oklahoma State is physical. You also got to look at, there are a lot of trends in this game that suggest Arkansas leaving home to go play out of conference. No bueno. Here's the other thing. I think it's Oklahoma State laying the 7.5. I think it's over 62. I think they are going to put on a show, and I think Ollie Gordon's Heisman campaign gets rolling.
Oh.
I don't believe
similar
Arkansas.
To the Boise back last week.
Yeah, Genty.
Yeah,
dude, Ashton Genty. All he that's what he does every damn week. Just no, you know, poor kids in Boise.
So Gordon is going to have like 4 or 5 touchdowns in this game. You're
I
thinking?
Can see it. I think Arkansas is Arkan trash. I don't
see. I am the same way, Mike. But man.
You're a big Sam Pittman
guy. No. Oklahoma State just always has that one what-in-the-world letdown game where you're just like, how did you just lose and be that disappointing? But I think that they will cover this one, David, because, yeah, they got to get that Heisman campaign started. So I agree with Mike, shockingly.
Those are
this
your
is what we do.
Yeah, that is this what you do. Those are the betting locks for week 2, and that is your College Football Blitz.